How a group of frightened followers become empowered to be the messengers of a new world religion is seen in today's readings. Firstly, we have that wise comment of Gamaliel that the work of God cannot be resisted. Gamaliel himself, the grandson of the great Rabbi Hillel. And it was Hillel, just before the time of Jesus, who was challenged to sum up the entire complexity of the Jewish law while standing on one leg. And so, placing himself on one leg, he said, "The law is, do not do to your fellow what you would not want done to yourself. The rest is commentary. Now go and learn." That summary of Hillel we can see echoed in the words of Jesus and in the attitude of Jesus, that finding God in each other is the most important thing that we can do, to learn to see God present in each other and even in our enemies, and so give them the gift of forgiveness. It's the most important thing we can do, following the example of Jesus, who forgave from the very painful rack of the cross itself. Rabbi Gamaliel also had the other insight that sometimes even the best of religious structures resist the working of God and have slowly to be broken open, like the hard top of a road can be broken open by the constant falling of seed, each one drilling a little bit more through the hard surface to bring forth the fertile soil that has been held captive for so long. Gamaliel warns us that the work of God will carry forward, and we will be forced to recognize God at work, sometimes even in those movements we would prefer not to see grow. Why do they grow? The small grows into the sufficient we see through the hands of Jesus himself. That small amount of food which was available, food for one child following Jesus, became the nourishment of the entire vast assembly who were listening to Jesus. Almost a year's worth of salary is proposed by the apostles as barely sufficient to feed this crowd. Yet the little of the boy that was there becomes the sufficient for the great crowd. So not only does God's word break through the hardest surface to uncover the richness of the loam underneath, God's word makes use of the smallest to overcome the greatest need. And so when we sometimes stand aghast at the need in our own world and in our own time for the presence and the power of God, for God's healing and God's love, we must return to these texts today to recover that conviction that the smallest given into the hands of God, into the hands of Jesus himself, is sufficient for the nourishment of the world, and that the world will be nourished by the message we as believers in Jesus have, because there is no power that can resist it. As we face the crises of our own world, and as I hear from the southern point of Africa, look at the horrors this week has brought back to our country in terms of xenophobic attack and the death of innocent men, women and children, our own African brothers and sisters at the hands of fellow South Africans. It's difficult to hang on to that faith. But let us encourage one another that the Word of God does grow. The Word of God, that small seed, that mustard seed, becomes more than enough to nourish all and to guide all to the kingdom of peace, love, and integrity. Amen.